Good morning. On September 11th, a single case of typhoid fever was reported to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. The patient reported traveling internationally. Symptoms of typhoid fever include fever, headache, constipation, myalgia, and malaise. Humans are the only reservoir for S. typhi and diseases transmitted through fecal-oral routes. The incubation period is 3 to 60 days with a usual range of 8 to 14 days. Chronic carriage occurs in 2 to 5% of cases, and shedding and chronic carriage can be intermittent. S. typhi is endemic in much of the world, with approximately 22 million cases per year and 200,000 deaths. In the United States, approximately 5,700 cases of typhoid fever are reported annually, and the majority of these are travel-associated. During 2009 to 2014, Colorado had on average 6 cases reported per year. On October 1st, State Health was notified of an additional case of typhoid fever. This patient denied any international travel or contact with ill persons. The second case had a one-band difference in PFG pattern from case one. So here's a picture of Colorado, and on the right shows Weld County, where both patients lived less than 10 miles apart. Concerned that these cases represented a larger outbreak, we investigated to find additional cases, identify common exposures, and stop transmission. We defined a case as clinically compatible illness with isolation of S. typhi during July 1st to October 15th, with one of two PFG outbreak patterns. A carrier was defined as a person who had contact with cases, reported no recent illness, and had S. typhi isolated from rectal swabs with one of two outbreak PFG patterns. We issued a health alert notification to clinicians, local public health authorities, and laboratories to search for additional cases. To find common exposures among patient one and patient two, we used extensive questionnaires, including food recall, credit card receipts, shopper card records, and social media during the 60 days before symptom onset. We stalked them. Both patients had the same grocery stores, numerous identical fresh produce purchases, 6 restaurant exposures, and no social events in common. On October 19th, a third person with typhoid fever was reported to the State Health Department. The three cases are represented here by yellow stars. Patient 3 lived less than 20 miles from patients 1 and 2. Patient 3 did not share grocery stores or social exposures with patients 1 and 2 and only shared a single restaurant exposure, which we'll call Restaurant A. We hypothesized that a chronic typhoid fever carrier might be working in food service at Restaurant A. We investigated possible transmission routes, including environmental assessments, staff interviews, and laboratory testing for Salmonella typhi carriage. Environmental assessments did not reveal deficiencies in hand hygiene or food handling practices. Restaurant A provided public health with a list of employees who worked during August 10th to August 20th. Current employees were confidentially interviewed regarding international travel, symptoms, and job tasks. Employees were requested to self-obtain 2 rectal swab specimens for bacterial culture 5 days apart. On October 30th, S. typhi was isolated from one food worker's rectal swab. The isolate matched one of the outbreak PFG patterns. All employees responded and provided at least one rectal swab specimen. Interviews with the infected food worker revealed travel to an endemic country in the year 2000 and no recent symptoms consistent with typhoid fever. We think the asymptomatic food handler was the source of the outbreak. The worker was treated with azithromycin for 28 days, excluded from food service work until he had 3 negative stools, and was monitored with stool culture until 3 consecutive specimens obtained at least 1 month apart were negative for S. typhi. Our investigation highlights that chronic S. typhi carriers can cause illness in other persons even many years after infection. When non-travel associated cases of typhoid fever are detected, rapid and thorough investigation is essential to identify the source. Thank you.